Reality shifting, part two, faith. It's really hard just to do one message on something because it's unlimited, you know. Unlimited truth is just, if you could just dig deeper and deeper and deeper, it's just unlimited. So if we know that the worlds were framed by, we believe it by faith that they were framed by the Word of God, then that applies to everything in your life. God's word, words, everything that, okay, and so the word world, if you look it up, the word world means ages and the eons. And so, you know, the first world was flooded. You know, there's different ages, dispensations. The first world, the next world, the earth was renovated. In a way, that word also means a lifetime. So in a way, it's like a person's lifetime is a world. That goes back to the multiverse. That word, the worlds were framed. That even goes back to a lifetime, your lifetime. Things are shifting all the time. When you start speaking by faith, about faith, if you start speaking about truth, and you have to shift reality. When you take the lies of the system and you bust them wide open, you take the lies and speak truth into those lies and destroy the lies with truth, you know that the world has to change. Everybody's saying they lie to there. A lot of people now have woke up, know they lied to us about the money, they lied to us about the banking, they lied to us about the education, they lied to us about the pharmacies, they lied to us about the school system, they lied to us about the whole system was based on lies. People are waking up to that. If they lied to us about everything else, what else are they lying about? Going to the moon, everything they lied about was they didn't think the internet, they tried to stop it, you know. They tried to stop the revelation of the devil system was nothing but lies, the magician priest class. The magician priest class come up with a lie, try to get everybody to believe it, you know. So if by faith we believe the worlds were framed by the Word of God, then everything else is held together by the Word of God. Jesus holds it all together by the word of His power, His might, His mouth, His might. All things are held together by Christ. And so how do you get saved? You get saved by faith. The lamb slain before the foundation world. Were you there? No. Were you there 2,000 years ago? No. But it's happening all the time. Because it's the same story. And so you enter in by faith. It has to be by faith. Because you weren't there 2,000 years ago. You were not there 6,000 years ago. So it all has to be by faith. Enough cycles birth you into that faith, you know. Before you got saved, you're walking by sight, not by faith, right? After you get saved, you walk by faith. And people around you say, well, how did you make it through college? By faith. How did you make it through a divorce? By faith. How did you make it through this? By faith. How'd you make it through sickness? By faith. How'd you make it through whatever, the attacks by faith. How'd you make it through the mind games by faith? I remember sitting at the house. I said, "Lord, what is going on?" I said, "I know the devil's not winning, but it looks like his number is everywhere. 666 is on everything." And he said, "It's right in front of you." So then when I finally, after he said it a second time, I started saying, "Okay." So then I started to see the red represent the blood. Started to see the blue represent the law. The black and white is the cross. Black, white, and red is the blood of his cross. So the checkered board that we're playing on, that's why the highway is black and white with little speckles on the highway. Black, white, and red is the checkered board that we're all playing on. And this black, white, and red checkered board is the blood of his cross. We can't function without it. I'm going down the highway. There's the black top, and there's the white dashes and the white lines. And the speckles inside the black top goes back to blood. Speck goes back to blood. And so we can't even go down the highway without the types and shadows of the blood of his cross. So everything has to be the blood of his cross. That's the checkered board. And I've said it 1,000 times, the reason the sky is blue, because the flesh is nothing but sin, it's under law. So if you die daily and walk in the spirit, die to the flesh mind and walk in the spirit mind, you're above the law. So one of the archetypes, the steady state archetypes that you have to apply in your mindset, in your life, every day, every moment of every day, is walk by faith. No matter what you face off with, you've got to walk by faith. There's no other choice. Nothing in front of you is actually really real. The things which are seen are made by the things that appear are made by things that you don't see. Hebrews 11, verse 4 or something like that. The things that appear are made by things that are unseen, not seen. So if everything that appears in front of you is made by the unseen, what's more real? The unseen. So what about the archetypes? They're unseen. Like faith, you can't see faith, but you can have faith. And it's almost you have to have faith by faith. God, you can't have faith without God giving you the faith. So you have to have faith in God to give you the faith. Because you can't work it up. You have to have faith in God to say, "Lord, I need the faith." The fact that you say that, "I need faith." You have faith in God that he's going to give you the faith. Your faith is not even of yourself. Ain't that crazy? That's insane. That's crazy. That's wild. That's not 3D thinking. That's 5D thinking. That's supernatural. "Lord, I need faith to walk by faith. I need your faith to walk by faith." It's supernatural. You have to have faith in God to have faith. Now think about that for about a year. Meditate on that for about a year and see what happens. And that's why I'm doing this. I'm trying to reinforce things that I already know in every situation, because every moment is the now. So if you have faith that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, then you have faith at this very moment that this moment was framed by the Word of God. This moment in time, this obstacle, this problem, this chore, this challenge, this goal, this construction project, this whatever, it's only by faith. And the things that appear, you step into it by faith, and stuff has to appear out of nowhere. It has to appear. stuff has to appear when you walk by faith. Because that's how this whole thing works, by faith. The Bible said it thousands of years ago, and it took Donald Hoffman, all his mathematicians, to come to realize that the things that are seen are not made, the things that appear are not made by the things that you see. They're made by things unseen. And so all these mathematicians, they go through all this struggle when all they have to do is read their Bible and believe the Bible. You know, it's sad. But at least they start to get there, you know. They start to approach it. I couldn't remember that verse verbatim, but I did the AI. I said, where's this verse at? The things which appear. And the AI found it. And it's like, oh, okay. There's the verse. So it's a parallel verse to Romans where it says, that which is seen is made by the unseen, right? And so those Romans chapter 1 says that. And Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11 is the faith chapter. So we know that God created this place by the word of God. It was written before the foundation of the world. So it's all by faith, people. There's nothing else. Faith in God's word, faith in what God says, faith in God, faith in Jesus for salvation. Not of works, lest any man should boast. That is an archetype. That is a universal, overarching archetype in this creation. And if you walk by faith, moment by moment, day by day, you're actually stepping into a reality shift. When everybody else around you is saying, shaking their head and they're crying and scared, oh no, the sky's falling, the sky's falling. The sky is falling. Oh no. Chicken Little, the sky is falling. The sky is falling. When you step into the faith walk, yeah, people are going to come up and say, well, you're too heavenly minded to be any earthly good. Nah, that's not the case. To be any earthly good, you have to be heavenly minded. You have to walk by faith first. If you don't have faith, you don't even get out of bed. You say it's too much. If you don't have faith, you don't believe it's going to work out. So you just stay in the bed and just sleep all day. If you don't have faith, you're going to say, oh, there's a line in the street. Oh, no, it's going to rain. The weather's bad. In order to do anything in the 3D, you have to start out by faith. I'm going to drive across town and I'm going to do this by faith. I'm going to walk down the street by faith. I'm going to get out of bed and step on the floor by faith. I hope my bones hold me up by faith. I hope my feet bones, all them bones in my foot don't hurt too much when I step down on the floor by faith. You don't even know how the bones, how can you stand on your feet all day and not have your feet hurt? How's that possible? You don't know. It's by faith. How does the body function? The circulatory system and the gut microbiomes and the fighting off disease. How does it all work? By faith. You don't know. You have to do it by faith. Even the doctors, they don't really know. They can guess. What I found out with these doctors after 3 years, they can only guess. They can get close, but it's all mostly just a guess. Trial and error, experiments. That's all they're doing, experimenting. So a daily archetype to shift your reality starts out with faith. You gotta get that down, Pat.